Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Benton. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Benton. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The left fielder, Stan Spence. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jack Graham. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting sixth. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dick Kakos. Batting eighth. The shortstop, John Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cliff Fannin. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Cliff Fannin. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a line drive into left field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a line drive towards first. Vernon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive towards third. Dillinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gordon. The throw from Moss and he is out, Pretty applying the tag. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boone moves to second. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham takes first base on ball 4. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Sievers reaches second base with a double. Graham moves to third. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is walked intentionally. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. Graham scores. Sievers moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. Cliff Fannin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fannin hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tucker hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Graham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Sievers fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Sievers. Vernon moves to third. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vernon scores. It's Indians, 1, Browns, 1. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Dillinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-1 in the game. Spence bunts towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Dillinger moves to second. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Graham takes first base on ball 4. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Spence. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hegan bunts towards the mound. Fannin fields it and throws to first for the out. Kennedy moves to third. Boone moves to second. One out. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kennedy. The slide. Moss applies the tag. Kennedy is out. Two outs. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0 for 1 in the game. Benton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 1 in the game. Moss strikes out. 1 out. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Kakas hits a line drive into right field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Severs, who is chasing the ball. Mitchell reaches third base with a triple. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tucker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Vernon hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Moss fields it and throws to first for the out. Tucker moves to second. 1 out. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dobie hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fannin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Cliff Fannin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fannin is 0 for 1 in the game. Fannin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dillinger bunts towards the mound. Benton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. There goes Fannin trying to get to second. Vernon throws to second, with Boone covering, who tags Fannin for the out. 1 out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 1 in the game. Spence hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dillinger. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Gordon applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Boone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Severs, who is chasing the ball. Boone reaches third base with a triple. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boone scores. 1 out. It's 3-1, Indians. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0 for 2 in the game. Benton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kakas. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Kakas throws the ball into Dillinger, who tags Mitchell trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 2 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Graham hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sievers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 2 in the game. Moss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sievers moves to second. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kakas hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Lehner pinch hits for John Sullivan. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 5-3, Browns. Cliff Fannin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fannin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fannin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Dillinger hits a line drive into right field. Doby picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Doby. Fannin moves to third. Dillinger moves to second. Gene Bearden now pitching. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 2 in the game. Spence strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Anderson now playing shortstop. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Tucker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Farrick now pitching. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tucker moves to third. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tucker scores. Vernon moves to second. One out. It's 5-4, Browns. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Gordon moves to second. Hal Peck pinch hits for Ray Boone. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 4. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino now playing shortstop. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 3 in the game. Pretty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Graham bunts towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Gordon covering, for the out. Pretty moves to second. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pretty. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Pretty steals third. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Sievers strikes out. Two outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moss hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Easter pinch hits for Gene Bearden. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila pinch runs for Luke Easter. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a triple. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Tucker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrick fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 4. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Tresh now catching. Satchel Paige now pitching. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kakas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Dobie. Kakas reaches second base with a double. Andy Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Kakas moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. George Elder pinch hits for Tom Farrick. George Elder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elder strikes out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground for an out. Anderson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 3 in the game. Spence hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Al Papai now pitching. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Papai fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau pinch hits for Johnny Berardino. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first, with Papai covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.